Disrupting Habits of Perception, this time on Culture File, Renata Prakovska is a Dublin-based artist and researcher who's been leading drawing workshops as a way to explore attention in a world where attention is a commodity taken from us and sold on for profit. For Prakovska and the people who gather at her workshops, drawing and the way it permits us to experience the world, particularly when allied with careful listening, might be a key tool to resist the attention economy. Renata has a little drawing exercise for you at the end of this piece, so pencil and paper at the ready for that. But first, Culture File's Quailen McNamara attended Renata Prakovska's recent workshop at IMA in Kilmainham.
My name is Renata Prakovska. I am a visual artist and a researcher. My background as a visual artist includes architectural studies, a craft design degree, critical theory, and user interaction and user experience design. Today, I am leading two listening and drawing sessions under the common theme Drawn to Sound. And I am inviting the participants to explore drawing to sound as a way of intent listening, which produces visual evidence of the listening process and of individual responses.
Two-part workshop today, so this is the first part.
The first part of Drawn to Sound will take place in IMA Gardens, where we will listen to the natural sounds and the sounds of the environment.
I'm going to do something that hopefully you will find interesting. I'm going to do a little bit of a so-called sound walk. We will walk and we will listen and we will sit outside and we will draw. So I would like us maybe all to consider this idea of maybe listening and seeing. Our ears tell us where to look, this kind of a connection, again, between hearing and seeing. This is not really interesting.
It's very beautiful.
John Ruskin famously and repeatedly claimed that to draw is to really start seeing. In the present age of online hyper-ocular centrism, can drawing, which is an essentially a visual process and output, respond to non-visual input and thus be used to redirect attention from the dominant sense of vision? Or can it communicate the multisensory experience in a nonverbal way? Can the humble technology of pencil and paper assume new roles in our online lives of distraction, like caring for attention and expressing subjectivity and neurodiversity? We will be listening to the soundtrack of Lisa Freeman's video and to the interval track composed by Sean McErlane.
Do you ever put on a bit of a persona when you are walking around the city? Well, you always pretend not to know me in public.
I didn't realize, I guess, I'm just taking it all in.
You've got to take it all a lot slower when you have luggage, don't you? It would be nice to feel the sunlight on our skin.
I see expanded forms of drawing workshops as research and artistic practice, and as events which can disrupt perception habits, retune attention, and restore sensory nuance. Assembling the situation of sensory attention and deepened sensory focus within a group can be set against what Sherry Turkle refers to as continuous, sustained partial attention of interacting with the online platforms. Sociable group aspect and intersubjectivity of a workshop setting can mitigate the visual media's alienating effects, de-selfing the online self, and work against individualism towards seeing oneself as part of human and non-human world. Presently, I am planning more of these events over the summer and then after the summer, which will involve not only sound, but other sensory input like smell or touch. I would like to end the interview with a track by Dublin electronic sound artist Collision Objects from their album Sensory Routines, which can be found online. And I would like to invite the listeners to take time after this to take a pencil and paper and listen to this or other piece of music in a quiet space with no distractions and try listening and drawing for themselves.
Obviously, the drivers can wait till they get home and play the podcast. That was Renata Prakowska at her recent Drawn to Sound workshop, and there'll be another session later in the summer. Keep an eye on our social media for more information on that. In the meantime, feel free to share any drawings or other outcomes at culture@rte.ie.